Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Andrea Nirenberg is here. Andrea is the networking diva. She's the author of Million Dollar Networking, Nonstop Networking, Savvy Networking. You're starting to get the picture here, right, folks? She's all about networking, and she's our good friend. Andrea, welcome back.
So good to be here, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So, Andrea, you and I are old enough to remember.
Yes.
You and I are old enough to remember when networking was something people did, but they didn't know they were doing it. We were members of civic clubs.
Exactly.
We were members of the Chamber of Commerce. We talked to people about our business. We were glad to ask them about their business. When you prospected, you were networking. When you called on prospects, that was part of networking. We always did it because we're humans. We're gregarious humans.
Yep.
But we never really named it until the last 30 years or so. Has it really been given a name?
Exactly.
And turned into what really a professional skill, right?
Absolutely. And it's everyday people skills. And you're 100% right. People started to think I have to go network when everyday life is networking. Every single person who listens to the radio, who has a business or who works in a business, every day when you're touching people, connecting with people, reconnecting with people, everything you do is part of networking. But we didn't know it was networking. And then it became where people said, I've got to go do something, and they thought they had to exert more effort. But the reality is, if you just think about, people like to do business with people that they know. So in order to be known, you have to be out there, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
And those things take time. And once you have a customer, as you and I well know, Jim, they stay with you, they're loyal, because then you build a relationship, you get to know about that person, that organization, their likes, their dislikes, and people learn the same thing about you. Work together. And we have to remember also, and you well know this too, four different dominant personality styles. So the way I might, quote, network in my natural style might be different for someone else. So we have to always be thinking about these things.
You know, on that note, Andrea, I have attributed my success in business over the years, especially in sales, to becoming what I call a chameleon. I believe that my ability to be a chameleon when I'm around different people has contributed to my success because I have a strong personality. I know that. I'm a very gregarious person. I'm not an extrovert. A lot of people probably think I am, but I'm not. But I have a strong personality, and I like to engage people. I love to engage people and see what they have to say.
However, and you're great at it.
However, everyone is not like that, and sometimes people like me, and I'm around people who aren't like me, I have to be more like them. And I would have a word with myself going into a networking event or whatever. And what I did was I learned how to read people. I learned how to find out which of those four personalities, as you said, that they were, their energy level. And I learned how to match theirs, and it helped me. What do you think?
Exactly. I think you're 100% correct. First of all, you are a wonderful presence. When you come into a room, you connect with everyone. And I've seen you do it, and you're great, and it's real communication skills. It's wonderful. Because sometimes with a strong personality that just wants to learn and know and connect with someone, another personality might find that intimidating until they get to really know you. So that's why, like yourself, I also sometimes have that softening and connecting with that person, right?
Well, when I used to go out and carry a kit bag for Xerox and companies like that years ago, when I'd walk into an office, whatever posture the prospect had, I would try to assume that posture.
Yes.
If they were sitting back in their chair, I didn't stand up or sit on the edge of my chair. I would lean back. I would relax. I would try to mirror them, and it was better for the conversation. It would get them to open up more. And I think I think that's an important thing to pay attention to when you're networking.
It's so true, and exactly, you just said the key word, mirroring. It's being able, not being a parrot, but being able to connect with that person and to, you know, adapt to their posture and their gestures and things like that. Today, as we all know, with the internet being such a popular source of networking and connecting,
mm-hmm.
it's like the same kind of thing. You have to, it's via an email, a message. I tell people all the time in workshops, when you have something that you're pitching or connecting or anything, put it in a Word document, read it, and then think about how that recipient is going to take it. And then go back, and I guarantee you'll rewrite it.
Send it to yourself. That's what I do. If it's a really important email, if it's one I'm really new, I mean, I've taken hours to compose one email, send it to myself and not read it till the next morning. And if I had the time, I would send it to myself and read it as if I were receiving it, and then I would say, thank God I didn't send this yesterday.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of times when, you know, and we all know this, you know, a lot of times people think that in networking, it's that radio station that's not as popular as your radio station. It's called WIIFM. Remember that one?
What's in for me?
So many people, yes, will think that only, so they forget it's not about me. It's about the other AM station, MMFIAM, make me, the other person, feel important about myself. And you mm-hmm. can't do that if you're only thinking about yourself. So that's where real, true networking, as you and I know, I always say the opposite of networking is not working. Every time you meet someone, you can learn from them, be a resource, and find a way to give them something first.
And one of the best ways to get people to like talking to you is whenever you're talking about a subject, find a way early on to say, well, tell me what you think about that. And then let them tell you. Let them do it first. Tell me more. That's a good one. That's another good one. Andrea Nirenberg, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.